Johnson Laylam Ulgaz clearly remembers when wildfires blazed for 2 weeks this August in her home city of Mula in Turkey.
They could not be stopped because we were also not ready with the adaptation to face these impacts as well. So the fires went on for close to 2 weeks. We lost very precious ecosystems. People lost their homes. Now the climate crisis is in my doorstep. I had to vacate my house, so I'm acutely aware of the urgent action we need to take.
Johnson came to Glasgow on Saturday as a representative of the international environmental organization 350.org. She says that her personal experience with the impacts of global warming has inspired her to push for urgent change to tackle the climate crisis. Johnson was only one of the more than 100,000 protesters that flocked to the city of Glasgow on Saturday, demanding strong action to address climate change. Demonstrators marched through pouring rain, strong winds, and mud while a helicopter circled overhead. Andrea Ichchu Hernandez, a K'iche Maya woman from Totonicapán, Guatemala, came to Glasgow as part of an indigenous delegation called Indigenous Futures. She wants countries to learn from and listen to indigenous communities who she says have been at the forefront of preserving the environment for hundreds of years.
The living solutions to the climate crisis are already here. When you look at indigenous communities that are the ones that are preserving the 80% of the biodiversity of the world, that's what you need to think about. It's really important that a lot of societies turn their sights, turn their views, turn their attention into what indigenous communities have been doing for more than 500 years to preserve life and biodiversity. I like to see more people defending their lands, defending their sacred rivers, defending the water, defending the wind.
Climate activists, supporters of refugees, anti-poverty organizers, labor activists, and supporters of Scottish independence, among many other groups, all joined the march traversing the city from Kelvin Grove Park to Glasgow Green. A marching band provided musical accompaniment for their journey. On a bridge over the River Clyde, police officers arrested 21 scientists who had chained themselves together, according to the BBC. Other eyewitnesses saw police officers using kettle tactics to surround and isolate a group of demonstrators. Climate activist Greta Thunberg joined the march but did not speak, allowing other activists to take her place at the rally in Glasgow Green. Aoife Mercedes, an activist from Edinburgh with the COP26 coalition, which organized Saturday's demonstration, said that the protests showed, above all, the power of people to enact change.
This is people power. This is the want for system change. This is the want to highlight the voices of those who are on the front lines, not getting lost in rhetoric and more so actually seeing proper action. This is us bringing in people power, demanding action, showing change, and I think as seen throughout history, like that is what brings change in the wider political sense that is integral to a democracy.
Multiple activists from countries facing the brunt of climate-related disasters, including a delegation from the Marshall Islands, which is under severe threat of flooding due to rising sea levels, attended the protest to demand swift action. Asad Rehman, executive director of the anti-poverty charity War on Want and a co-founder of the COP26 coalition, urged wealthy countries in the global north to support those in the global south.
The extreme weather impacts that we're seeing are happening in every corner of the world. Of course, the difference between those that are happening in global north countries like the United States and the UK is that our countries have got the capacity and wealth. That is money that the global south simply doesn't have. This is a global fight. Yes, we have to fight locally. Yes, we have to fight nationally. But we in the global north can't build our transition on the backs of the global south. There is a window of opportunity. We've got to seize it. And there is real hope.
Organizers said that around 300 other demonstrations took place on November 6th around the world as part of the Global Day of Action for Climate Justice, including protests in London, Amsterdam, Paris, Dublin, Copenhagen, Zurich, and Istanbul. Reporting from Glasgow for KPFA, I'm Kate Ida.